Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky, episode 169.
And this is Christian.
Wow. Could you be any more excited?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, I'm actually in Los Angeles.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. My third day here.
Yeah.
Womp, womp.
You haven't got raped yet or robbed. So.
Darn it. Mm-hmm.
We'll be fine for now, I guess.
So, yeah, I arrived Thursday night, and it was late. Well, for me, it was.
It was 8:50.
Yeah, like Pacific time in junk.
Yeah.
That's not like right time.
It's the right time over here, Rich.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Bitch, please.
So, I'm tired off the plane.
You're always tired, though.
I'm always tired.
Every day, you're like, I'm tired. And you wake up fucking early. Well, go back to fucking bed, bitch. Really.
I'm tired.
And junk. And stuff.
Hey, I've only taken one nap since I've been here.
And? Whose fault is
that? Well, you know, I could have taken one every day.
You could have.
Yeah.
But then you would have been, like, in my car passed out.
Right.
Because we're always out.
And then you have, like, attitude when I take a nap. You always have attitude when I tell you over text message, oh, I'm getting ready to take a nap. Oh, tired bitch.
Yeah, you're lazy.
I'm not lazy. It's just...
How long was your nap? It was like over 3 hours. So don't even talk.
That's because I was trying to make up sleep that I lost.
Well, how did you lose sleep?
Because I was up late.
Well, no.
Or later than usual.
Later. But you still wake up early, though. That's your problem. You don't want to let that go because you don't want to have to change it back when you go back home.
Right. Well, what's the problem?
You're being a bitch. That's the problem.
So, yeah, we've just been hanging out. Friday, we went to In-N-Out. No, that was Saturday, Thursday night.
That was Thursday night.
Forgot. Yeah, when I arrived, we went to In-N-Out.
Yes.
And had some awesome burgers. Burgers. I want to go there. No, you know what? I'd rather go to Del Taco before I leave instead of
really?
In-N-Out.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
But you can try
maybe
something
I'll
else.
Do both.
Yeah, I might as well just do both.
Yeah. Well, let's not get into today until we talk about Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, today we'll do something else. We'll do another show.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Oh, what do you know? Mm.
So, Friday, we got up early. Well, did we get up early? For your standards, I guess it was early.
Anything before 11 a.m. is early for me.
Except you're on a work day?
No.
Oh. Well. But you're supposed to be at work at 9.
Oh, well, they make exceptions for me.
Oh, I see. You must suck some awful dick.
No, they're all women.
Oh, well. Clit.
You, oh. Tastes funny. Yeah, that's pretty gross. Friday we
went to the Earth Cafe. I have video of all this stuff, and I'll eventually put it up.
Eventually?
Eventually.
So that means, what, like a month ago?
Yeah, it'll be a video podcast.
Nice.
So we're recording this today. This will come out probably in September of 2008.
Probably. If you're lucky.
No, it can. It's 169.
That's what she said.
Mm. Mm.
So, okay. So, we went to Earth Cafe, which is in Venice, Santa Monica area. And
it was really crowded, and I was nervous.
He was very nervous. He couldn't stand the crowds. But I'm like, that's L.A. Everywhere in L.A., you're, like, next to somebody, like, within, like, you know, shoulder to shoulder.
Do you want real eggs or egg whites?
Well, you have options here, unlike over there. You're giving like
I'm country, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, God, that bothers me. And people look at him like,
I know.
You're fucking weird, and we feel sorry for you. So please stop talking and stop looking. He's special.
So every time I've done something and it was like stupid or just, you know, whatever, basically, I'm like, I'm country, y'all.
Yeah, all the time. That's everything you do. Everything you do. Like, you're walking. I'm country, y'all. It's like, really? The Asians are getting mad now.
There's a lot of Asians here.
Well, this is L.A.
And everyone has a bike. Like, everyone has a bike.
Yeah, because here by the beach, it's what you do. You kind of ride your bike.
Where's your bike?
It's in repair right now.
Oh, really? How long has it been in repair? What's wrong with it?
About a year.
What's wrong with it?
I need more shock in the seat area.
Oh, and the seat too?
Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm.
Need to absorb. So we went to Earth Cafe, not E-A-R-T-H, but U-R-T-H.
Yeah, get it right, bitch.
And I had, well, this will be all in the video. We don't have to talk about that.
It was good. It was
the lemonade was good, though.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
The homemade.
Mm-hmm. Milk lemonade.
Because around the corner.
Fudge is made.
Ooh. so stupid. But no, we did that. We were people watching a lot because there was people yelling and people getting mad and
yeah,
solicitors.
There was this guy like, yeah, there's a lot of weird people here. Like, just weird. Not even like, not even like homeless. Just weird.
Just weird.
Just like that's all you can say is weird.
Weird. Pretty much.
So what else do we do Friday?
Earth Cafe.
Went shopping, right?
We went to movies.
The movies.
Went to go see.
We saw
Wanted.
Dead or Alive.
Wow, that was bad.
With Angelina Jolie. I want to fuck
hotness.
Her. She is so hot.
Go straight for her. Like in a second.
I was like, forget all the cute guys. I want to fuck her.
There wasn't that many.
I want her to fuck
there
me.
There wasn't really cute guys in it though. I think that's why too.
Morgan Freeman is so hot.
Yeah. Those freckles on his face.
And his cataract eyes.
Yeah, those aren't real freckles. Those aren't handmade.
Oh, really? Like yeah. Pippi Longstocking?
Well, no. Someone bent over and just farted on her
face. Sneezed.
Mm-hmm. That's why she has red dots. It was the red fever.
Kakabuchi. The red fever.
Yeah. It was a good movie.
We went to see the movie. Oh, and then we went out to Fault Line. Well, that's all I have to say.
First of all, it was 4th of July, and so that wasn't going to be much, you know, commotion going on.
Somebody left a message on my blog post that said that I should have went on Thursday. Because it was like underwear night and it was like a lot of people there.
But you were tired.
But I was tired.
So that was your choice.
That was my choice.
There you go. Get it right, bitch.
Whatever, bitch.
Bet. It was just like, you know, there was like 20, maybe 30 people there just spread out and just drinking and looking
yeah,
around.
And like no one like.
No one will talk to you. I told you. No one's going to be nice.
Even get to use my country accent to get a free drink.
They wouldn't give you that shit anyways. They'd be like, what the fuck is your problem?
I'd be like, give me a drink for free. I'm country, y'all.
No. That wouldn't work.
Oh.
No. They just think you're retarded.
I thought it would.
No, this is America. It doesn't work that way.
America.
No, it's just like, that's LA for you. They're all bitches, you know? Not all of them, but, you know, majority.
And then we left Fault Line, and I was so excited because we got to go to Del Taco.
Because we got to leave.
Yeah, we got to leave and go to Del Taco.
So you were happy. You're like, mm-hmm. we're going home now?
Yeah, so we had like three beers or something, mm-hmm. or you had two, I had three, and I was like, I'm out of this joint. I'm blowing this popsicle stand.
But what about the
And then we left the bar too.
Yeah, that's it. But we saw some, you know, dirty
celebrity Christian like guys with no necks. No, like severely, well, like seriously, not severely, but seriously.
Seriously.
No neck.
Well, he was buff though, that's why.
No, he was neck.
He was thick and he was buff, and that's why it's hot.
Okay, if you say so.
Don't be jealous.
What about that weird guy that came up to me and was like, smiled?
Oh, how was that again?
You can't see that.
Yeah,
but
exactly. Because the listeners can totally understand that face expression. And wait, what are you doing? That's most of my balls.
Whoops, sorry.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's weird people. And the weird ones are the ones that come up to you and like talk to you. It's like the ones that you don't want to talk to you, they will talk to you.
Like, and we picked the, like, creepiest guy out in the world. And I was like, okay, Christian, you know what? That guy is probably going to come over to me and be like, oh, I love foul monkeys or something. I was like,
fan.
Oh, my God.
It's like, I love you, monkey.
I love you, monkey. I love foul monkeys.
He's like, so you're single?
No, I'm actually dating five people right now.
Wow.
Right now.
Five people.
Like, right here.
Yeah,
I don't see him. I know my medication keeps it from happening.
Yeah, apparently, because I don't see
him. He's like, me too. Let's have a tensome.
Tensome?
Yeah.
Wow. I couldn't keep track of faces or names.
Yeah. Well, does it matter?
Kind of, because then you're like, is that a hole or is that just two bodies put together? Because I can't really tell. Yeah.
I think his name was John and he gave it to me.
Wow. John?
John. It.
You mean it? You mean?
HIV, AIDS.
Wow.
Full blown.
What strain?
I made it up myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a homemade strain.
Mm-hmm. Homemade strain.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible. That's just wrong.
And we went to Del Taco, and then we passed out. And then yesterday, what did we do before we went to Irvine? Slept, I guess.
We didn't do anything.
Went to Radio Shack because I'm a retard and left my fucking orders up. I left my compact flash card at home, and my camera was here, which I haven't even used my camera yet.
Well, you will today.
I'm going to use it today because I'm going to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
It's dirty. It's like a waste of film.
I'm not using film.
What the fuck is that? No, it's a waste of fucking just
battery life
and just my life.
Whatever. I got to take a picture of my skanky person.
My life.
Skanky person.
We'll take a picture of your fucking self, bitch. Okay?
Oh.
Okay.
Whatever.
Mama said that, all right?
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah.
We've been, yeah. All right. So, Christian and I have some favorite SNL skits. And one of them is when Whitney Houston is...
Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph is playing Whitney Houston, and they're doing the Geico commercial.
That's awesome.
So the guy's like, you want to do the guy, or you...
I don't remember what he said. He was like,
we'll do the guy.
I was in a car accident, and...
No, I was in a hurry, because I was studying for exams, and I was in a car accident. And then Whitney's like, he was in the need for speed. Like, I was in the need to do...
Aww.
Like, hold on.
Okay. Character.
He was in the need for speed. Like, I was needing... Fuck, what did she say? Hold on. I was in the need for speed. And that's why I did... Fuck me. I've been doing this for 3 fucking days.
You're getting all nervy now.
He was in the need for speed. And I felt the need to freebase cocaine off a hot waffle iron.
But mama doesn't
do that anymore. Because mama is free.
Yeah,
that's and then he goes, and
I forgot what he
said. And then he's like, and then finally, and he's like, I passed my exam. And she's like, oh no, that's where he goes. I had to go back and do something. And she was like, and that's when I slammed it in reverse, and went backwards and drove all the way to Weon. Fuck this. I'm not talking about this anymore because I fucked it all up.
You damn hoop the hoops
in the Jay-Z video.
My bad.
Yeah, so that skit and the SNL skit with Lindsay Lohan, Debbie Downer.
Well, everyone just laughs uncontrollably.
Yeah, that's great.
That's good stuff.
And you hate Horatio Sands, even though he's your people.
Not necessarily. He's just fat and ugly. So.
Oh, your people.
No. It was the other one that we liked. The other skit was the SNL one. Those three. Well, the other one with Whitney Houston was the fucking... She was on
the news.
Yeah. Update, whatever.
Bop it. Pull it.
Yeah.
Pull it.
Yeah. Stupid.
No. What was the other one that we watched?
What's the other one? What? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one?
We were talking about it last night.
Oh, no.
So, all right. So, after we were doing all that crap, we went to go see Nessa from We're Mean Because You're Stupid and Wes from Live It Up. They drove half. We all drove halfway to Irvine.
Mm-hmm.
So we can meet up.
As hell. Open
air. It was so hot. Open air.
It was hot.
Hot.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
It was so hot.
Oh, my. You're so stupid. God, Ricky.
No, it was for real hot, but for meeting with Nessa and Wes, they were so cool. It was fun.
I liked them. They were
hilarious. We walked around and we sweated and we're like, you know what? Fuck this bullshit. Mm-hmm. We're going into Borders Books.
We just kept finding places. Yeah, we were there for like 3 fucking hours.
I know,
or 4
right?
4 hours or something.
It was crazy.
It was like, is this going to be awkward? No, it's not awkward.
No, it's not
awkward. It was actually really funny.
But we were talking about some bad stuff and we had a PNS explosion.
Like marathon. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. All we did was talk in PNS. Excuse and we me? Talked about how we missed Scott.
Whoa, dude, that just went up high. My fucking ears.
Sorry.
Jesus.
I just get really upset when I think of Scott.
Whatever. He's dead.
No. Oh.
But no, it was really fun, actually. It was hilarious. It was funny because we were just talking, whatever, and then all of a sudden, like, the minute we started saying some PNS stuff, and all of a sudden, like, it clicked in everyone's heads. And like, oh my god! Like, everyone started like filling in all the scenes. Like, we all know, like, wow, we're dorks. Like, it was so ridiculous. Awesome.
And we had a Slut Baby reunion.
Aww.
We love her.
And now we did.
And then after Borders, we walked around in the bookstore and made fun of
everything and everyone.
Like, yeah,
The Japanese people reading their books backwards.
Manga, manja, vagina, whatever it is Vagy? Called.
What?
And they read their books backwards. I'm like, what the fuck is that about?
Yeah.
In
America, we go left to right.
Yeah, and like the whole thing is in English, right? So why doesn't
the graphic novels? That's just the style of it, though. It's graphic novels.
Is that like the thing?
It's kind of a trend. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like most of the movies, you know, like Sin City.
I'm turned in Japanese, but not really because I'm in the United States.
Well, unless you make that face.
Ong-ong-chong.
Yeah, not that one.
That one? Oh, okay.
That was just ugly.
So after that, we walked around a little bit more, and I got in trouble at a store for videotaping.
That was funny.
But you know what? I looked at the videotape, and she's not on there.
What?
It, like, cut off halfway. I guess I hit the button when she told me, and I thought it was still going.
You got scared.
I got scared. I thought it was going to get arrested.
You're all shaking. Like, okay, ma'am. Because you're taking fucking footage. And it's stupid, because you're taking footage of a store on the other side. It wasn't even in the store. You weren't even taking a picture, because she thought you were taking a picture.
Yeah.
Because you put the shirt on my fucking chest, because you were dorky like that. You're like, mm-hmm. Here, put it on. Here. And then you're like, holding it up all crazy high and shit, and she's like, excuse me, you can't be doing that.
What?
It's against the rules.
Huh? Exactly. I'm country, y'all. They let us do anything we want. Where's my rifle?
It's a rascal.
My rascal. I haven't seen any rascals.
No. This is LA.
It's a bike.
You're a bike.
So we had dinner at PF Chang's.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Chongqing.
That's racist.
Racist!
And you're like, is this the Chinese decor? How
it yeah, is here? This what the Chinese restaurants look like in China? Because this is really contemporary. Mm-hmm. And wow, I guess things never change.
Wow.
Didn't your phone go off in the last time you recorded with me?
But that was a different phone.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
No. Oh, you were in Eastern Standard Time, so it was okay.
What?
Yeah.
I'm lost now. So we ate there. The food was good.
Mm-hmm. I had egg drop soup that
it just
wasn't the same as something what I've had. I'm used to $1 egg drop soup, not $3 egg drop soup.
Because this is gourmet shit. You're not used to it.
If you call it gourmet.
But there was a hot guy across the table, though.
Oh, he was so fucking hot. And
until he got up and turned around, like, oh, the backside.
No, he was still hot in the front.
The front?
The front. All this was hot.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff.
And he was, like, American, but if you just looked at him, you would totally think he was, like, Australian.
What does that mean?
Just he looked rugged and, like...
It just
like,
sounds racist.
No.
He just looked Australian.
Australians? How am I being racist?
Because it's a different race.
I'm not saying... It is not.
You thought about it. Like, wait, no.
Asshole.
Anyway.
So, we were guy searching for all of us, except for Nessa, because she's, like, married. But she was still looking, because she's not
like,
dead.
And she's like, why am I still looking? I'm married. I'm like, who cares?
You're not dead.
You're not touching. You're just looking.
But you can. We totally won't tell.
I know. Until now.
It's on the video.
Oh.
On the video.
It was cool. The food was good. And then we walked around more. And then we, like, stood in one spot for, like, over an hour.
Just talked about people.
Not only that, we started walking first.
No, ma'am.
We first started walking, and then you were like talking, like, "Oh, look at this guy at the pole; he's hot." And then the guy turns around.
The guy heard me.
I gave you like the worst look ever. It was
awesome. He came in stink eye,
and because he had his bitch girlfriend right next to him.
Yeah,
but he looked such an asshole.
But he was still hot.
He was a hot asshole.
What kind of guy is he?
He's the type of guy that will fuck you and like, "All right, I'm done. Get the fuck out, bitch."
I don't even think he would say that. No, I don't even think he would acknowledge you.
I don't know. It depends. He might just, you know.
Stick it real good.
Sure.
No, let's lick it.
Lick it. Sure. Whatever works. But he's such an asshole, though.
So we talked about people, and I guess because this is coming from, we've watched What Not to Wear all weekend long. Because
apparently there's like marathons on like every hour.
But there's a lot of people in Irvine, California that need to know what they can't wear.
Yeah, and there was, for whatever reason, there's like a barrage of like lesbians there.
Lesbians galore.
Holding hands, holding asses, walking around like no one's
like,
business.
No like, one's business.
They don't give a shit.
No, like, and you fuck with us, we're going to eat
honestly,
your pussy
like,
out, bitches, okay?
Even though they're fucking short as fuck, I still wouldn't fuck with them. Like, they look like they would just take you down.
Stab your ass.
Yeah.
They'll pull their earring and just stab your ass.
They'll take out their fucking, you know,
belt buckle
or whatever, you know, click clip-on that they have on, you know? They just, like, stab you with the fucking dildo and shit.
You mean a strap-on?
Yes. Because it clips on. There's something that clip, you know? I can't think of the name.
I don't care.
You don't care? You're no. Like, you open your mouth. Wait.
So we did that, and then we said goodbye. Aww. And we have video of that, too.
Our second time saying goodbye.
I know, right?
Because I told him, like, we should film this. Like, oh, my God, we should.
We should.
And then we said goodbye again. Like,
oh. I was so dramatic.
Yes. Well, that, too.
Yeah.
But what about
and I grabbed Wes's butt. Mm. He's so cute.
He is cute.
So cute.
Yeah, he is. But he's single?
Fuck me. Oh, what?
Huh?
Huh? Oh, I don't understand.
What's going on?
Thingy. Order's ready.
No, he was really cool. They were both really cool. I liked them.
So we came home and we were going to go out to the Eagle, but I was really dead tired.
We got home like at what, 8 or 9 or something?
And I probably should have laid down for a little bit. But
we were meeting.
Well, we were going to meet him at the bar.
We said no.
And when we say him, we mean Brian.
Brian.
But we're like, well, we're not going there. And then he's like, well, meet me at Pinkberry. Pinkberry is the fucking bomb.
Oh,
I liked
it.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Not the green tea ice cream because that's fucking gross. It tastes like seaweed.
Your ass tastes like seaweed.
But I got the plain yogurt with yogurt chips. We're going to have to go back there tonight.
Yeah, you got yogurt chips? I don't even know what you got.
I got yogurt chips, raspberries, and strawberries.
Oh, nice.
Strawberries. Next time I want to get yogurt chips, strawberries.
Fruity Pebbles?
No.
Captain Crunch?
Oh, Brian's really cool. I met him off LiveJournal. His name's Green Schmoodle.
Excuse me?
On LiveJournal. Yeah, exactly. And we met him up for some Pinkberry, and we're actually meeting him today at Hamburger Mary's, and I already know what I'm going to get.
And Frank.
I already looked at their menu.
And Frank?
And Frank, his boyfriend, yes. And
they're nice,
but we went to Pinkberry. That was good. We sat there an hour maybe,
a good hour or two.
Yeah,
watched the Gaysians in and out. The Gaysians.
We did get free green tea ice cream, I was like,
wow, that's nice. Okay, I get it. I hear that every night while he sleeps here, so I don't need to hear this again.
Am I really sleeping?
No.
Oh,
well, I don't know if you can sleep with the
cough in your mouth.
Oh,
who's that's done?
Oh, it's been done over and over.
That's not true.
No, it's not. Not yet. No, don't even start with the fucking Samantha shit. You were about to.
I'm a private dick.
A Shanghai surprise.
A Shanghai surprise. I'm a. Dude, that's it. That's the one we were watching. That's
the Christina one. Yeah. Christina Aguilera. Doing math.
I'm a like dude. City.
That's a good, though. Because she knows how to do a slot.
I love her. I love her better. I love her harder than Britney Spears.
Well, yeah, because she's actually decent.
A singer.
And can fucking sing. Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't no other man.
Oh, I remember singing that.
You're like, oh my God, Christina's in the house. Mama is free.
But Mama doesn't do that no more.
Mama doesn't do that no more. And she can't sing either. God, she sounds like this. Like Becky. Becky. Judy Bartopinka.
Oh, Scott.
Oh, Scott. Too soon. Not enough.
He's dead.
Oh. Yes, we did talk a lot of PNS, which is crazy because I'm so happy that I was around people that know the show.
It's really actually nice because you get that kind of repression because no one else knows what the fuck you're talking about. You're like, I can't say anything now.
Like,
no one gets
people
it.
Don't get the too soon.
Nobody. Well, it's not only that they watch it, but some people know what it is because I know other people say it now. So that's coming around.
Oh, that's good.
But it's not from the show, though.
Like, that's what she said.
And they're like, really? Isn't that like fourth grade? But I'm like, it's not. Because of that,
it's the PNS explosion.
You guys don't understand.
Explosion.
PNR. It's PNR.
That's PMS. The PMS. Inflosion.
Inflosion. Wow.
That's hot.
Did you just think of that right now?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Wow. You got a little wet between the lines.
Right there. See that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might want to clean up that red stain.
Oh, no. You'll lick it up.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's not ketchup.
No. Just don't sneeze.
Today, we're going to Hamburger Mary's in Hollywood.
So fucking gay.
And
it's Hollywood?
It's in West Hollywood.
I didn't even know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to the one in Long Beach where, like, that's the club and the actual place to eat. But they got rid of
Oh, well, maybe we should ask them which one we're going to.
Yeah, you might want to get on that.
Yeah, let me do that
right. And ask them.
Oh.
Get on this.
Get up all on that. Yeah, I think we're going to the one in West Hollywood.
Okay. That's fine.
So we might as well because we're going to be there.
Your mom's going to be there.
My mom is always there.
Oh. Is she the one of the prostitutes there?
Yeah.
The one getting arrested with her face on the hood of the car?
That's painted on.
Oh. What's painted on? Her dress?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. So, and today we don't have too much planned.
No, we're just going to go to Hollywood, and then we'll check out the Hamburger Marys, and then I think we're going to record my show tonight.
Oh, yeah, with your friends.
Yes, I have my own show, people.
Friends. Yes, and oh, tell us a little bit about it. I forgot that you had a show.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I guess since we have some time, you can do your little thing.
Yeah, go ahead. Whatever.
Shut up, bitch. No, it's called Fun with Puppies, and it's called that because we just did something random.
When you say fun with puppies, do you mean fun with titties?
No. We mean
like Lala Lauren's and Nicole's titties rubbing up against each other?
That's just gross.
Oh.
No, we mean like fuzzy puppies down below from a guy.
Nice.
Yeah. Like hush puppies.
Oh. Hush.
Yeah. No, we... it's a
Oh! Oh!
Oh, Jesus. You just ruined my fucking mic right now.
How? Why isn't...
What? It's as tight,
okay, there we go.
It's as tight as it can be. So
well, it's like...
Well, you stop twisting it.
Whatever.
Yeah, because you...
Can I get some water?
No.
You tell your story.
You can tell my story. You're gonna leave me alone. You suck. Anyways, it's called Fun with Puppies. It's basically just me and four other straight guys, and we decided to do a show just because I've been listening to Ricky since the beginning, PNS, and a few other shows. Like we're mean because we're stupid. Juice. Yeah, you can have orange juice. That's fine. And we just do bullshit crap. We do skits every beginning of the show. We'll have like a basic skit of like a movie or a commercial that we make up, and then we do all the music and all the stuff most of the time, and then we just talk about BS for the body of the show, and then we have another skit during the middle of like a commercial, and then we end it with that. We have celebrity guests and do other BS stuff. So Ricky, wait, are you gonna what? Can you handle an orange juice bottle there? What are you doing? Ricky, you're ridiculous. You leave me alone. Bastard.
You should invest with orange juice with pulp.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
This is my household and I do whatever the fuck I want.
Not when I'm here.
No, because you're a little bitch. A little bottom bitch. That's your fucking problem.
Your mom's a bottom bitch. A pass around bottom bitch.
No. Passover.
You almost spilled your drink. Oh, that was awesome.
Or as Brian said, Palm Sunday.
Right, I like that.
As he jerked his hand, an emotion of
did,
jerking off.
He like made an old joke on me. What was it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Nicole would have been proud.
Oh, Nicole. She's sweet.
She's very sweet. And she has big tits. We'll call her sugar tits.
I kind of, well, call them like fun bags or something. You know?
Fun with bags.
Fun with bags. No, she looks like something I can sleep on, you know? Like, it looks comfortable.
She sleeps on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, there you go. What they're good for. But can she crush cans with them?
Oh, my God, busty heart.
From
that was crazy. America's Got Talent?
Mm-hmm.
How does somebody... That's going to give her cancer.
Tit cancer, perhaps? Because she bangs her boobs on cans?
And she smashed tile.
Was it tile?
Something like that.
Three layers of tile. But tile is not that hard to crack, though. So it wasn't a real stretch for the tits to hit them.
You break them with your tits.
I'll break them with something else.
I hate to tell you that, but that's not going to happen.
Well, broke
you. You might need some rice paper for that.
It broke you in half, so shut the fuck up.
Ah, I'm bleeding.
It's not the first time. Yeah, that was pretty gross.
That was one awesome 69. Get it? 169.
I don't get it.
The show number?
No.
Oh. Didn't come across.
That doesn't make
sense.
Didn't
play well?
No.
Okay.
It didn't work.
So today
it
we
didn't
have.
Read. It didn't read well.
It didn't read well?
No.
So we have to go to Hamburger Mary's. We also have to go to Del Taco and In-N-Out.
Wow. Well, yeah, we can.
And I have leftovers.
Yeah, but the leftovers are like whatever. Well, the Cuban food you can.
I can take them on the plane with me.
Can you?
You can take food on the plane with you. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. You can just take it with you as a carry-on.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I'm gonna put it in my bag.
Interesting. You just whip it out like cold whip it out, food,
and I'm gonna be like, "Bitch, microwave this shit."
Like, sir, that's your penis. Well,
microwave it.
I'm in here.
I'm country, y'all. I like roasted weenies.
Oh, what was the story you're talking about being in the airplane bathroom? You were trying to figure out if it like. How...
Oh yeah, I went into the bathroom. Well, our plane. I had to stay on the same plane when we landed in Nashville.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
So yeah,
they did like refill or something. Or
yeah,
what?
They more people were getting on the plane because there was like five of us left after everybody got off in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's the place to be, apparently.
Yeah. I heard it's the new uprising for the gay community. Anyway.
Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Nashville.
All up with the hoop the hoops.
And no hoop the hoop videos.
And so.
I like how you do hoop the hoop.
Because I do it with actual rhythm. Yeah. You're just
like black people.
Yeah. Oh.
Racist.
Chocolate face. How dare you. That was from me.
That was not so Ricky. Rude. The views expressed by Fun With Puppies are not the views expressed by Foul Monkeys. So please don't send me any fucking email.
Just send it to me, Spunky.
Ooh.
Yeah, thank you for burping into the mic.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hopefully the next person will like it.
Not so much because it smells
so
like
when you
shit
guys
right
record,
now.
Do all five of you share these two microphones?
No, they actually bring their own microphones too.
Awesome.
No, I make them bring the microphones. Yeah. And they come here. I'm not taking my shit over there.
That's cool. Don't take it over there, shit.
It's so much shit to
take. It's so much shit to take over there. I know.
And not only that, but...
I get it. Feel you.
No.
Really?
No.
Really, I get it.
We're
done with the subject.
We're done with
next.
You. No, it's just the fear of, like, electronics are very fickle when it comes to, like, movements and shit. And just the idea
and
of...
And weather.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, it's kind of more a little bit moist over here, a little salty air, as you claim my car is full of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Are you finished with that
mm-hmm.
drink? Yeah, I'm like, are you finished with that? Because I can't hear shit, and I don't think your audience will hear anything.
Fuck my audience!
I'm sure you will soon.
I have half of them.
Wow.
And that's only 700.
Oh, that's not
good. Last night.
Oh, God. You wish you had 700.
That's why I can't sit down.
Oh, is that why?
Mm-hmm.
Not from your hemorrhoids?
Not from you.
Internal hemorrhoids?
Internal.
Mm-hmm.
Bleeding. And external.
Fisting.
Blood fisting.
Blood diamonds.
Blood diamonds.
That's ridiculous.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. It's electronics. But anyways, so yeah, that's what we're going to do today, and then you go home tomorrow.
Womp womp. We can always go to Del Taco tomorrow before I go to the airport.
I'm sure you have no problem going to Del Taco in the morning.
Do they serve tacos in the morning or just breakfast?
They might have breakfast. I don't know.
I don't want breakfast. I want a number fucking 8.
You and your fucking number 8. You want to try something else, too.
No. Oh, I did?
I said, why don't you try something else?
Because I choose what I want.
No, you get set
and that's
in
what
your
I fucking want.
Way. You get set in your ways and you don't want to try something new and that's your problem.
Why is it a problem for you? For me?
Because I'm trying to open your mind.
I tried something new. I tried some organic fucking eggs, okay?
Was it that bad?
But the sandwich was good.
Well then.
But I mean, $15 really for an egg sandwich that's, and a lemonade.
What's organic though? Shit's hard to come by.
I don't get it because it costs less to keep the animal.
It's LA. This is LA for you. Things cost more, regardless.
Yeah. Ooh. When we went to Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Cold Stone.
Is
that
Stone
that's Stone Cold the Wrestler.
He was hot.
We went to Cold Stone and like they served me a milkshake with rotten milk in it or something.
You think it was.
I think there was something wrong with it.
I don't know. It may have just been out for too long. Yeah.
Oof.
Because the expiration date was fine.
And we were talking about it on why in every Cold Stone is the minimum age or the maximum age to work there is like 19 and a half.
Because they're the only ones that will sing when you give them tips. Old people are not.
They good. Never sing.
Do you give them tips? No. No, and it's always like the turnaround time for those kids is always like the next week to some new people. And there were some dark people there too.
You're so bad.
They didn't wash their hands.
They didn't wash their hands.
They didn't wear gloves. That's
what's kinda, up with that?
I don't know. I don't like when people don't wear gloves handling food.
Glove equals love.
That's why I didn't have them make like actual ice cream when they mix it, because they have handles with the hands and like scrape it and stuff. And then did you see that their stone, how it's like filled with just junk from all the other stuff? They didn't even wipe it off. You're supposed to like scrape the shit off before you start a new one.
Did you work at Cold Stone?
No, I just know.
Oh, how it works. Maybe you don't know what the hell you're talking about then.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Really?
Really.
Seriously?
Honestly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Asshole.
I know.
Bitch.
Slut.
Baby.
Mama is free.
No, Mama doesn't.
Mama doesn't do that no more.
Mama's mad.
All right, so we're going on 35 minutes.
Wow, already?
Mm-hmm.
I wish my shows were this fast. But we have to do skits and we have to do craziness.
We don't do that.
And that's why your shows.
That might be why I'm on 169 and you're on 10.
Taking that long just to get to this point. No, it's just different. I mean, because it's not just me. It's like everyone else's influence into it. So, you know, I can't.
Your show isn't gay enough for me.
I wish it was.
I think you need to get a girl.
We all want that.
And a gay guy.
Another gay
guy. And then just have two straight guys. Because you need two gay guys to interact with each other.
I know.
Look what me and Nicole have done. Actually, if you get another girl,
she's a gay guy.
Well, she's a girl.
She's a girl. I know. We just need that girl interaction. But the problem is that the girls I know, they're smart, but they're just all like, oh, I'm not going to sound good on air or anything. I'm like, oh, you fucking kidding me with this? You sound good. Just fucking talk. Like, just show your boobs or something. Whatever.
What about the girl that you're talking to on the phone yesterday? She'd be cool.
But she lives in fucking Orange County, though. It's too far for her.
Oh.
It's like an hour worth of driving just to do a show. No. It sucks.
For free? Full free?
For full free.
She's done with that.
She's definitely done with it. But she's cool.
I like that. I'm going to have to get one of those. You need to get that. Where'd you get it at the office supply store?
Office Depot.
What was it, like 99 cents or something?
It was like $1 or $2 or something. Okay, cool. It was $5, okay? You're like, no, I'm not
going to. No, I'm not getting that shit. I mean, that shit. I'll get two spoons.
I'll get that shit used, okay? Just go to the fucking school, elementary school. Be like, bitch, it's mine. Mama wants.
What mama wants, mama gets.
Oh, yeah.
La.
Wow. And see, the other thing also about recording, I wish I could do it during the day because we can be as loud as we fucking want.
Right.
But in apartments and being on the top level, gotta consider other people below you, apparently.
But your voice doesn't go down.
My voice doesn't. No, I think it's a stomping, because when people start laughing and shit, they stomp their feet, and I don't realize it until afterwards. I'm like, why are you
stomp your feet?
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
That's from Donna Summer's new album, Crayons.
Why is it called Crayons?
Or Crayons.
Why is it called Crayons?
I don't know.
Because it's a color.
There's one color missing.
One color missing. Oh, the purple?
White.
Wow. It's just missing.
Yeah, missing. It's broken in half. It doesn't have a label anymore.
It's mostly just a grayscale.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I guess that's it for now.
For now. Maybe we'll do another one today.
Maybe. Depends on what we see in Hollywood. Hollywood.
Yeah, we better get going because it's fucking 11:40. Mm-hmm. And we got to meet them at 1. Mm-hmm. That gives us less than an hour. So we might have to end up just driving around. You shut the fuck up. What are you saying?
We have to listen to it.
So what?
Madonna's Hollywood.
Why?
We're going to have to listen to the Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and Madonna version. What? And that black girl.
What black girl?
Misdemeanor Elliot.
The lesbian?
Yeah, her.
Was she always like, ah? Those weird sounds. Which is like, what is that?
All right, so we're out of here. Yeah, we're done with this.
I'm done with you.
So, I'm kind of been done with you since Thursday night.
Why don't you shut the fuck up and bend over now?
Whatever, we're out of here. Visit foulmonkeys.com. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Send us stuff to our post office box, which I think I have to renew soon. So P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802.
Stuff is box.
MySpaces, Facebook us, yeah, Frapper Map us. And I see some people in the local area that are visiting the website and the blog. You guys need to like come on, you know,
come on.
Bring it on to mama. Let mama know.
Let mama know. Mama wants.
Mama needs to know her kids. So, her kids. Yeah, just bring all that to us.
And check out and Fun send with us Puppies.
Oh, and check out funwithpuppies.com. I'll edit that out.
Bitch, you won't do shit.
Thank you, Nessa and Walt, for driving to see us. Yeah, we really appreciate it. Thanks. It was fun. Hopefully we get to see you guys in Florida next year. Are you coming to Florida?
I'm going to start
doing You're not invited.
Wow.
Done with
when
that.
When is it?
I'm busy.
I'm busy. I didn't tell you what day it is.
Busy. I'm moving.
You're moving.
Yeah. All right, we're out of here, people. This is Ricky.
This is Christian.
Holla.
Mama.